Welcome to the fifth episode of The Real You Show. Our next guest is one that everyone truly knows. He's unique, soul level deep, artistic, and over and above that, he is also a human after all, with a real life story. Music is truly the one factor that unites us all. We resort to it when we're happy, and we resort to it when we're sad and down and in need of some shape or form of hope. However, from the moment I heard my guest's music, all of my emotions were stirred up. His voice is one that has truly touched thousands of people worldwide. He sings from the heart, taking us to a level that we all need in order to connect with our hearts and souls again. Not only is he special in the music that he brings to the world, but he is also an Emirati soul singer in the UAE. I am truly honored, super excited, and really happy to have him here with us today and to learn more about who he truly is and how he's come this far. Allow me to welcome Arqam Al-Abri.
When the night has come, and the land is dark, and the moon is the only I will see. The moon is the only light we will
see. Hello, Arqam.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for accepting the invite and welcome to the fifth episode of The Real You Show.
Thank you so much. It's my pleasure. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much for being here, considering your busy schedule as well and what you do day in and day out. But we'll get to that in a bit.
Super.
Allow me to ask you.
Sure.
What made you go into music?
Music, wow. Surprisingly, I kind of fell into music. I'd been working for corporations for quite a long time, I think maybe 10, 15 years.
Wow.
And I think I came to a point where I was searching for purpose, perhaps, something more fulfilling. Mm-hmm. And I decided to do things that maybe made me uncomfortable, but would allow me to grow, I suppose.
Right.
So I started doing things like open mic to get more comfortable on stage, to get more comfortable in front of people. Mm-hmm. And the first time I did an open mic, I did a cappella off a song by Sam Cooke called Change Will Come. Uh-huh. And ever since then, it's just snowballed into performing. Right. So it's been an amazing journey where it just kind of happened. And
so you were in the corporate world?
I was, yeah.
For 10 years?
Maybe 15 years.
I think 15 years. Yeah. And then at what point did you quit? And you said, I'm going to do something with purpose.
I think it must have been 2017. Right. I decided to start a company called Greco about sustainability. I felt it was a positive impact on, you know, on not only the economy, but also in our daily lives. But as I used to go to different meetings, I would have to motivate myself. I used to sing a lot.
Right.
So I would record that and I'd post it. And then I went to open mics just to get myself some traction. And then all of a sudden, I was singing in front of people. And right. Never in my life I thought I'd be singing in front of people.
Did you know you had that in you?
No, I didn't. Actually, I still have a lot of issues. I don't enjoy my voice often.
You don't enjoy your voice?
No, I don't like to hear my voice quite often. I'm very critical of myself. So I always, when I listen to myself, I'm most critical. What can I do better? How can I get it better? I don't listen to enjoy, I listen to be critical. And for me...
Well, let me tell you this. From the first time I actually discovered your music, you know, as I said in the intro, music really does unite all of us, right?
It does.
We need it when we're happy. We need it when we're sad. I use it for hope. I use it to change my mood in the morning when I'm driving to work. I use it at the gym. I use it, you name it, when I have a project or deliverable or I need to concentrate. But your music is truly one that I can guarantee, and I'm not just speaking on my behalf, but people who know you as well are really touched by you, truly.
Oh, wow.
And
very
they
kind of you.
Felt that it created impact. Music creates impact, but not all kind of genres do, right? And not every single song does. But the song that you recently sang, Stand By Me, and the previous songs that you've had across your platforms as well, they all have meaning and they're very deep. So when you talk about purpose, are the songs meant to serve a purpose, or do you sing them at the time when you're going through something?
I think a lot of the songs I sing help me cope with things maybe I couldn't probably communicate better through conversation or through other processes. I think for me, writing songs and singing is my way to process things and I suppose to instill some hope in myself and put it that way.
Yeah. Right.
But for me, it's my therapy, I suppose. Listening to music and making music is my therapy, so I just enjoy doing it that way.
Right.
It was always sacred for me. It wasn't meant to be shared. I used to be a shower singer, so it was never meant to be shared. It was meant to be something I enjoyed doing for myself.
Right.
But it's incredible to be able to share with people and make people feel something positive or feel something that moves them.
Right.
That's incredibly humbling to be able to do that and to be able to share that with people.
Did you see how your music blew up?
I am supremely grateful that it did. It's doing really, really well. And it's the guys from Music Tribal Love, Bob and Clint, and the girls as well from Abu Dhabi, Suzanne, Dunya, and Mesa. Mm-hmm. Amazing singers, and we all did it together. So, I mean, it was an incredible opportunity to be able to work together with different musicians and create something so that have done so well. So we're enjoying it.
Some of your solos, if I can call them solos, or jams, when you were randomly recording and we've, I can guarantee I've been through all of them because they truly meant something. And as I mentioned in the intro, they definitely stirred my emotions, right? Because each song reminded me of something or touched something in me. And in some cases, reminded me of some of my healing journeys or some of my current journeys that I'm going through. And that's what the show is about, which is the Real You show is it, who you really are and what makes you who you really are today. So your music truly speaks emotion. And so is that related to your journey?
I think it's related to my human journey. I think the way I see it is we all usually have our 10-year plans, career plans, but we never look at ourselves. What kind of person you want to be in the next 10 years? What are you going to work on yourself? How are you going to work on yourself to be a better person if that's your purpose, if that's what you believe in? We often forget to do that. And to me, it's important that I reflect that in my music as well, because that's an embodiment of who I am, of my human side. Mm-hmm. If I can do something positive and something that I do every day, there is a fulfillment in that. There's a satisfaction in that that you can't get anywhere else.
Right.
So I just try to create what I believe in, and I try to find myself. So the more I discover myself, the more I can create better music.
Right.
Because it's a more authentic me.
Right.
So it's a journey. It goes hand in hand, music and human. So it goes hand in hand.
Very true.
Yeah, so
and that's why probably it touches so many people, because it's so real and it's so authentic how you deliver it across. Not many artists have that ability to do
that's
that.
That's very kind of you.
And I mean, it's the truth, and it's not just my own point of view, but it's also a point of view of many different acquaintances I reached out to, and we discussed them off air when I first said, I'm inviting Arkham to the show.
Yeah.
And everybody had the same reaction. It was, oh my God, his voice is so emotional.
Oh, wow.
And we all relate to it, right? Because we each go through our own journeys. But when we talk about your journey, what made you who you are today?
My mother made me who I am today. She is the epitome of love, I think. For me, she taught me how to be a human being, ethics, principles, morals. It came from my mother.
Bless her.
She's an amazing person. She's an amazing person. But I think that sort of guided my every step in life is her shadow, her light, as opposed to her shadow, her light.
Right.
She's an amazing human being, and I think she imbued that light to all of us, as me and my siblings. And so I think we all try to live our life the same way, positive, and try to create something that we all believe in.
Right. So when we talk about your journey and about who made you, right, and it's so beautiful how you just touched upon your mother, a lot of different guests that have been on the show, they talk about the tough experiences they've been through, or, family members that made them, friends that made them, in some cases, it was their corporate life that has made them and, you know, toughened them up and then made them change the route of the path they wanted to take. If we were to look at Arkham's soul today, and I'm really intending to say soul, is because your music really touches souls, right? Yeah. And if we were to talk to your soul today, what would it tell us?
Work in progress.
Nice.
I think
it's
always a work in progress. It's always a work in progress. I mean, that's part of the journey. If I was there, I mean, I don't think this is what enlightenment looks like yet. I think it's still a work in progress. It's still a lot I have to learn. It's still a lot I have to do. There's still a lot I have to achieve. I'm not there yet, but I'm enjoying the journey when I'm heading there. Hopefully.
At what point will you say I finally made it? Because I will be very honest with you. For me, it's as if Arkham has already made it. And I'll tell you why. Because of how much you've touched thousands of people that know you. So many random people I know just share your songs over and over again on their profile, private profiles, right? I mean, that means you must have stirred something in them. To me, that means this guy has made it.
That's right? Incredibly humbling to hear that people are sharing my music. But I think for me, I don't think the idea of making it really is something that I sort of take off and say, yeah, I've done it, now I've made it.
Right.
I think it's just producing the music. And as long as I have something to produce, something to sing about, I'll keep doing it.
Right.
If I have nothing to sing about anymore, and if the bird has no more songs, then, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's about it for me. But right. As long as I have music in me, I'm still creating music.
So most of the music you produced was your own?
Yeah. A lot of the music I've done has been my own music. Right. I do some covers on my Instagram.
Right. But the covers are beautiful. Please allow me to say that. I'm a big fan.
Thank you so much.
And they're absolutely beautiful. And I want to make this a point on the show that everybody goes to your page and really goes through each of your covers.
Oh, wow.
Because they will truly mean something to each and every one of us.
Oh, wow.
So I can relate. I related to a lot of them. And thank you for posting them on your page and for making them so official.
Thank you so much for viewing them and listening to them.
Yeah, definitely more than once.
I have a few more coming up. I'm working on a summer plan for a lot more content. So we're working on some different ideas, different locations, different sort of collaborations with different musicians. So hopefully we'll have more content for this summer.
Amazing. That's beautiful. So the songs that you've produced on your own, were they just songs that you came up with? You know, thoughts that you had in mind and you thought in the middle of the night, you know, you started writing them down and then you decided to record them and sing them? Or were you going through something?
I think the first song, Heavy, I think we were all going through something. Heavy was a song I wrote during the lockdown, mm-hmm. when the pandemic, which now seems like a distant memory.
Right. It does.
No more masks. No more thermometers and all that there. But what's interesting was that song was, I had just started playing the guitar. Mm-hmm. And during lockdown, obviously I had a lot of time in my hands. So I started getting classes mm-hmm. from the University of YouTube. So I started watching these different classes on guitar playing and started playing different things. And I just started playing different chord progressions and then started putting music on top of it or lyrics on top of it. And that's how Heavy came across. And it was funny because the chord progression really made that song was because that's how I felt when the chord progression was playing and the words just came out. So right. Life Is So Heavy Now was just the first kind of words that came out and then everything just sort of fell in place.
Was life heavy for you at the time?
It was. It was very new. At that time, I had left my job. I had decided to pursue, you know, Greco. I decided to pursue music. I decided to do different things and challenge myself and growth. And usually when you go through growth, it's always difficult. Growth is an easy thing. It's change.
Right.
Change sometimes is very uncomfortable.
Right.
So things were just, and then obviously lockdown, so no music was happening. So it was a very strange place to be.
Right.
And it did change over, in a blink of an eye, you know, the world had changed.
Yeah.
You couldn't go out anymore, right. Which is incredible. You couldn't socialize anymore.
Right.
Which was kind of nice for an introvert like me.
Yeah.
So now, you're not socialized anymore. You know? but it allowed me to sort of focus on, you know, on what I was feeling that time and produced that song called Heavy, which to me is still my favorite song, to be honest.
Right.
I still like it.
It's absolutely beautiful. Just so,
thank you so much.
You are aware, I did listen to it.
Thank you so
and
much.
And the very first question that came to my mind is, what was it that was so heavy to Arkham for him to create that song?
Yeah,
I think you explained this.
I think it was a lot of things. There's a lot of factors that were played a part in that. And,
right.
And I didn't want to make a sad song. I wanted to make a song about hope. Right. So the last verse was positive.
Right.
And it sort of, I kind of flipped the first verse, which was very sort of a depressing part,
right,
to the more hopeful, more optimistic,
right,
second verse.
How did you bring it out there?
In terms of how to record it?
Yeah. I mean, just to have the willpower and the strength and the hope to produce that song and believe in it and then let it spread. I mean, that takes a lot of courage. How did you do that?
I don't think I thought of it that way. I thought of it as something I need to do. It didn't feel like it's something like a, it didn't feel like it was a tedious or chore. It felt like something I need to do. I had to record it. I recorded a video of it as well with a friend of mine called Adam. It was an amazing video. It was very simple. We had newspapers on the wall, and I was singing in front of the newspapers. Because the news at that time also was very, very heavy, as it were.
Super heavy.
It was.
Right, on everyone. I think mentally it was extremely heavy.
It was,
a lot of people are still trying to recover from that today.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
But it's good to see things have changed quite a lot, and things are in a better place now. By that time, it was definitely something that we needed hope. I needed hope.
Right.
I need it as much as everybody else.
What's your hope today? What is it that you really hold on to? Is it your music?
I think my music helps. My music helps. And I think I'm very optimistic in the youth, especially.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of the youth nowadays in not only the music, but also in their consciousness. Mm-hmm. They're actually conscious of who they are, of what they want on the environment, on the society itself, on the communities.
Right.
They actually get involved. I'm hopeful to see that move forward into something more positive,
right,
into something more tangible.
Right.
But it's nice to see that the youth are actually getting involved and doing something that's pushing us forward.
Right. Agree. Especially the music you're creating, the vibe that you've built around you is a very unique vibe. We just talked off air about your brother as well.
Yes,
and
yes,
we send him our regards, obviously. But I think what you do is extremely unique. You are changing perception. And in one of your interviews, if I'm not mistaken, you said that your ultimate dream is because of the UAE and how far it has come and how inspired you are by the leadership. Your ultimate dream is to make sure that your music gets put out there and that everyone will start to look at it and say, this genre, this music was produced in the UAE, in the Arab world, in an Arab country, right? So that's how far you're dreaming and that's how ambitious you are. So once you get there, is that when you say I've made it?
Not at all, because I think that's just getting started, really. And I think the idea of being able to share our music, exporting our music internationally, is also sharing our ideas, who we are, identity.
Right.
Because music is so powerful.
Right.
You can have a conversation with somebody, but if you look at somebody's playlist, you know exactly who they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, it's very important for me to be able to have a playlist, a soundtrack of the UAE that right. we can share with the world, which is not only me, but a number of different musicians here that are doing some music that's real music
right.
that we can share with the world. And I think it's about time that we can do that.
Right. You've sang abroad.
I have, yes. In Mexico recently.
Wow.
In Bahrain.
Mm-hmm.
I was supposed to do something in the UK as well,
mm-hmm.
but it was just was it streaming?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
At that time, yeah.
Right.
But it's been incredible. I never thought I'd ever be performing in Mexico.
Wow.
But that was an incredible journey.
Wow.
Guadalara.
So you're known to be an Emirati soul singer abroad, right?
That's incredible to even hear that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a pride. It's such an honor. So when you get introduced as that, I can also tell that you are very adamant on preserving your culture, your traditional dress and wear abroad, right? And you're very proud of it. And I think that's beautiful, because the message you're bringing abroad is exactly your ambition, right? It's, you know, taking the music that far. And I think that is incredible to start with. So when you've been recognized abroad, have you been perceived as different?
I think a lot of people, especially in Mexico, when I went down, didn't have an idea of what an Emirati soul singer would sound or look like. So I don't think they were ready for it, to be honest. But I had gone down initially 2 days, no, like, I think it was 3 days earlier, before the date of the event. And there was a band there that I had sent the songs to, and I was supposed to play with the band. So I'd met them, and we were talking, we're jamming, and they were so shocked. And they kept asking me, you're from the UAE, right? You're the same guy that we're supposed to be playing with. Because I don't think that, and which is why I like doing this kind of thing where I'm dressing in our national dress.
Beautiful.
Because I want people to see us for who we are.
Right.
You know, we're not that different. We have so much commonality with a lot of different people, but they don't see that.
Right.
You know, so it's nice for me to represent us in this way.
And it's such a pride.
I am proud to do that.
It is just absolutely amazing.
I am proud to do
that. Which really brings me to the next point, which is how you represent yourself and how you carry yourself and your incredible voice and that music you put out there and the words that are, in some cases, I can speak on my behalf, they drive a lot of hope, depending on the journey we're, I mean, we're all going through a journey somehow. When we talk about you, you mentioned that you are an introvert. For someone who's an introvert, but there he is, driving so much impact, probably on stage a lot, on camera, in the spotlight, right? Gets invited to different gigs, different shows, in the UAE, globally, regionally, you name it. How do you cope with these two personalities?
I think it's just a balance. I do have a lot of downtime. I do like to spend a lot of time with my cats. Mm-hmm. But I also do understand that this is part of the job.
Right.
If you take on something that you believe in, there are things you have to do that you might not necessarily enjoy.
Right.
But it's part of the journey where you have to do things. Sacrifices sometimes are part of what you have to do.
Absolutely.
So I just sometimes you know, dig my heel and get it done. But for me, I think an ideal day would be a day maybe in the garden or maybe with the cats or, you know, maybe with my dog, making some music, playing guitar somewhere, you know, and that would be the ideal day.
Right.
But sometimes I do have to go to events, which is nice. I get to meet amazing people as well.
Right.
So I look at the positives, I suppose.
Right.
When I do go out, I try to be as social as possible. But I try not to go out too often.
Would you say you are an extroverted introvert? Or is it the opposite? Or are you just an introvert?
No, I think I can be sociable.
Right.
I think I'm introvert. I like to be alone, but I think I can be sociable.
Yeah.
I think I just enjoy my me time, I suppose.
Right, right. Which I can totally relate to. I think our lives are just very stressful in general. That's a discussion we had with the previous guests as well. We go through so much. We each have our own journeys. Some we can talk about, others probably we don't like to share. And so being alone is very powerful. And it's also very self-healing, right? So to Arkam, not just about being alone, but also when you are working on your music or if it's just you jamming, right? Does that bring you back sometimes to specific memories you've encountered in your life? Or is it just in the moment, you're just present with the song and the words?
You know, when I first do a cover, I hate doing the cover for the first time because I feel like there is no emotion to it because I have to find that space of that song and attach it to an emotion so I can sing it and feel it like I'm singing it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm jamming to my own songs or I'm making something up, it comes out more naturally, it comes out like a song because it's a lot more authentic. It's a feeling that I already have. So the covers, I actually have to find a space within them. But with my own songs, it's already a feeling there. It's already emotion there.
Right.
Just a matter of translating into music.
Right.
So I sort of enjoy just jamming on my own, making my own music up because it just becomes a lot more more real.
More real, yeah. Right?
Otherwise, yeah. I feel like I'm just doing karaoke. I'm just imitating somebody.
Exactly.
So it's very important for me to make a cover of my own first, and then I can sort of enjoy singing it.
Right. So obviously, like I've mentioned in the intro, you're just a human after all, right? And with all the pressure that society might put on you or your job or, you know, the fan base probably in some cases or the requirements. I'm really interested to know, when we talk about your life journey, I'm sure it wasn't surrounded by just ups, but also downs, like all of us. I can speak about myself when I talk about why I even came up with the idea of the show, because I was going through something and I felt like, actually, we're human. And we need to stop looking at each other like a title. We have a journey that we've been through. So when we talk about Arkam, what does his journey look like?
I think we all have our, I think we all have our ups and downs. I really feel I don't like to go back and regret any decisions I've made. I don't like to go back and feel bad about things that have happened to me or somebody that that I might have known. I like to think that all those experiences have made me who I am today. Okay. And without any of those experiences, I wouldn't be who I am today. So for me, every scar is a chance to build a character. Every bad situation is a chance to learn something new. Every fail is a chance to for another opportunity. I'm grateful for everything that's happened to me, good and bad. I don't like to say that, you know, why me, or life is tough for everybody.
Right.
We all have our own situations that we go through.
Right.
Just be kind to each other while we still can.
Thank you.
And hopefully make our journeys easy for each other.
Right. You just said something that I have been waiting for so long for someone to say, and you just put it out there, is every scar, every human has a scar. We all have our scars.
Most definitely.
I don't think there's a single person that we know and that we don't know that doesn't have a scar or two. Leila, my previous guest, she talked about having a lot of traumas and a lot of scars. And when I asked her what they were, she said, normally I only like to talk, or people only like to talk about the ones that they've healed from, right? Saleh, my guest before that, he talked about a lot of traumas, but he only talked about the specific one that was life-changing for him at the age of 30. Maria, my guest before that, also talked about her trauma being when she grew up, her mom walked out on her, and that she was fine talking about it because she had healed from it, right? We all have our scars. In Arkam's world, what is the one scar that defined you?
I think it's probably some relationships at home. But I don't look at it as a scar so much
as a scar.
So much as a circumstance that just happened,
right?
That sort of allowed me to be raised by a strong woman.
Wow!
So for me, it was just a circumstance. I don't think I would want it any other way.
That's beautiful. Yeah. So you look at it in a positive way rather than in a negative way.
For me, it was, though. It was,
right.
The amount of things my mother did for us is just incredible. There's nothing I would take back for that. She's definitely made us who we are.
She must be a hero.
She's incredible.
Right. Yeah. I think you're, and I mean, obviously you've made it very clear, you're very inspired by her. She must have played the biggest role in your life. So it may not really necessarily be a scar, but more of a memory. An upbringing. So music is your superpower. And I think I intend to really call it your superpower because of, again, the impact you have on so many different individuals that I know and that acquaintances know that are truly adopting your music and sharing it.
Wow.
And so when we talk about impact and purpose, what does that actually mean to you in the future?
in the future.
Right.
I suppose allowing more people, if more people could have access to our music, I think that would allow us to have a bigger impact. But I think, again, sort of aligning with the journey that we have as human beings, mm-hmm. the more I find who I am, I think the clearer the message will be. Hopefully, I'm going the right direction. And I suppose even the music will sort of will tell whether I'm going the right direction or not.
Absolutely.
If you hear me a cover, if you hear me doing a cover of WAP, I'm obviously going in the wrong direction. So I feel like it's just a matter of self-discovery, introspection, and it'll lead you to better music, I would imagine.
Right.
It's kind of worked for me so far.
What's your ultimate, let's say, next 5 years? What do they look like for Arqaam?
Ultimate, if I had a track maybe with Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
That would be incredible. Lauryn Hill, of course, that would be incredible.
Beautiful.
Music Soul Child, D'Angelo.
Right.
That would be, I think, my dream. If I could do a song with all these different incredible musicians, legends that still exist.
Truly legends.
Truly, truly.
Right.
I think going further, if we could bring Bob Marley back for just a little bit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Maybe with AI. I don't know.
Right.
Now, yeah.
Who knows,
we could throw Bob Marley back into a track. Why not?
If someone listens to that, to our episode today and hears that, they'll probably come to us with a proposition of bringing Bob Marley
with
back.
With an idea. Yeah, why not?
Absolutely.
Yeah. That would be incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think these kind of collaborations and being having a chance to learn from these greats or being around them just to see what they do and how they move.
Right.
I think would be incredible.
Arqaam, how were you so inspired by these legends? How did that start for you?
I think we always grew up listening to music. Mm-hmm. We had a household for music. Mm-hmm. My dad's a musician. My brother's a musician.
Right.
And my dad had so many CDs and so many records and so many tapes. And we used to sneak in there because he used to have a music room. And his music room used to be off limits to us because apparently we used to mess up the tape recorder and all that. So we'd sneak in there and listen to it and we'd share the headphones and we'd listen to different music. And as we grow older, we started listening to Boyz II Men and As Yet and, you know.
Of course. And we grew up to that.
And that's incredible music. Those singers back in the day were the singers that sort of inspired me to be the shower singer that I was.
Right.
But that definitely had left a massive impression on me. So a lot of my music is very much impacted or imprinted by them,
by
different legends.
So you grew up to the likes of Boyz II Men.
Boyz II Men, As Yet,
Stevie Wonder,
James Brown.
At home,
yeah. Sam Cooke. And back then, obviously, MTV was around.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
We didn't have streaming or mm-hmm. you can't just download tracks. I think one song took a day and a half.
Right.
So things were very different there. So I'm thinking MTV was the biggest source of music once we got older.
Right.
And then TV was our source of all the new music.
Right.
And then as things slowly changed and music was more and more accessible.
Right.
And now, if you look at the world now, you can hear a track that's released right this minute around the world.
Right.
That was never possible when we were growing up.
Right.
But it's definitely left a massive impression on me, all the music that we had growing up.
Right. Stand By Me.
Stand By. I love that song.
I mean, we need to call it out. We need to talk about that song. We need to talk about how it was shot, where it was shot, the vibe you and the energy you guys brought out there. To me, I'm already a big fan of Stand By Me, the original song.
Yeah, yeah.
But then when I heard your song, I am not sure if it was the fact that it was so deep, so emotional, and it hit me personally really, really strongly, or whether it was the fact that it was shot here on Emirati ground in the UAE. If I'm not mistaken, it was shot in
Al-Ain,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, how did you guys even come up with that? And why this song?
So the song was actually, it wasn't my idea, it was Clint's idea. I think Clint and Bob's idea from Music Travel Love. They had come down to Abu Dhabi to shoot a couple of videos.
Right.
And while they were here, they're looking for some musicians to jam with.
Mm.
And DCT, Abu Dhabi Tourism, had called me and said, you know, do you want to jam with these guys? And I was like, why not? So we went down, we met at the hotel. And they're like, "Do you know the song Stand By Me?" And I was like, "Sure." And they played it, and we sang a couple of lines, and like, "Okay, that's perfect. We'll do this song." And then we met with the rest of the team, and we shot it in, I think, an hour. It took us long to drive there because we went to Abu Dhabi. It took us about 2-3 hours to drive there. But when we found the spot, it took us less than an hour to shoot the video, and it was just natural. We were just singing. It was just
incredible.
Six musicians jamming. That's what it was.
In an hour,
yeah. And Music Travel Love are incredibly professional. They know what they're doing. They know what they wanted.
Right.
And DCT was very kind to provide us with everything we needed.
Right.
And we all just dug in and incredibly came out amazing. We all enjoyed it. And I think you can tell we all enjoyed it.
I mean, it was so authentic.
It was a lot of fun.
It was so deep.
Yeah.
I was actually listening to it on the way to the studio because it was so real when it was shot, right? And that really brings me to two questions. The first one is, for someone like you who took an extreme path of, you know, leaving corporate to do something with purpose, and I think I intend to say with purpose because your music really drives impact. It drives a lot of purpose to each and every one of us, depending on the journeys we're going through. I think what I'm interested to know is that something you would advise people, probably not our age, but younger, who are lost right now, confused, struggling, probably want to leave the corporate world? What's that one word of advice you would want to give them? In Arkham's world,
we grew up believing that life needs to look a certain way. That we need to do certain things in certain order. Otherwise, we can't possibly be happy or successful or
Absolutely. Whatever
it is. And I think comparison kills us as well. We compare each other with other people's lives.
Right.
And that destroys your happiness, the things that you already have. I think being grateful is incredibly important. But most importantly, being honest with yourself. The biggest lies we tell that completely destroy our lives are the lies that we tell ourselves.
Right.
I was happy in corporate, but it wasn't. I didn't believe that I was doing enough good. I was just filling my pockets.
Wow.
And living that title. You know, I was a title. And to me, I felt that was... I was losing who I was as a human being. I was more the title. And to me, that started to scare me. I didn't want to be where my boss was in 10 years. I didn't want to be her. She was an amazing person. I've seen her focus so much of her time on work and on these things that are very important, of course. But they were not her.
Absolutely.
But became her identity because she put so much time into it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought to myself, when would I lose who I am and just become, you know, this title that I'm so immersed in,
right?
That I've invested so much time in. So I think it's very important to find who you are.
Do you know what? I think you just truly spoke true words and wisdom of what I've been thinking for a very long time. And with different individuals that I meet, that was before the show was created, and even right now, is that we need to stop looking at each other as titles.
Yes.
And we need to truly inspire, like you do today, and to remember that we're human after all.
Most definitely.
Right?
And unfortunately, the corporate worlds, sometimes they do make you forget. You know,
Absolutely.
We all become numbers, we all become titles.
And I think COVID has sped that up
yes,
big time.
Yes, most definitely.
Right.
And which is some of the positive things that happened during COVID is that we sort of realigned our perspectives.
Right, and our beliefs.
Yes, some things didn't make sense anymore.
Oh, yes.
You know, we sort of shifted what our priorities were.
Right.
Things didn't make sense and we shifted them to become more human.
It
was the positive thing that came out of COVID. To me, that's incredible.
Absolutely.
So those are... pros and cons.
That is so well said, which brings me to actually my next point.
Sure.
The youth today, and you spoke about the youth earlier, truly gets affected by music. And today we're in a world that is highly exposed.
Mm-hmm.
Social media is open to everyone, whether that is kids of 8, 9, 10 years of age, or that's university students. Everybody has access to everything. But then there is also so much evil out there, right? And negative influence on the youth. You know, the youth, I think, is a generation that needs to be molded and correctly and shaped and formed because of the access to technology, because of the access of AI, as you rightfully mentioned. And there is Arqam, an influential musician slash artist slash soul singer who has the opportunity to influence and touch the youth. What would you like to tell them today? And I think it's very important that they hear it through this platform.
I actually did a song called Growth, which is about a message to the youth, which was about understanding that through life, the journey that takes you, self-discovery, introspection is the first thing that you need to look at.
Right.
If you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going.
Right.
So for me, I think that song, Growth, was, I think, the second song I released. No, I lied. So that's the first song I released. The first song I released was Growth, and it was the message for the youth. The lyrics are very, for me at least, were something that I would have liked to have heard at that time,
right,
to understand the pitfalls in some of the things that we go through in life.
Right.
Just to be aware that life can be scary sometimes. Life can be life can be incredibly uncertain sometimes. Mm. But the only way forward is taking a step forward. The only way to get from A to B is taking that step. So for me, I think it's very important that the youth know who they are. Find the time to find who you are. In a world where everybody wants to be the same person, wants to be a Kim Kardashian, mm-hmm. find out who you are.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with being different or unique.
Do you know who you are today?
I'm getting better at knowing who I am. I'm starting to enjoy more time with myself. I'm getting better at being me.
That's,
I think,
beautiful.
It takes a lot of time to get off being somebody else for a long time.
Mm.
I think I'm weaning off myself still.
Right.
I'm still getting there. Still a work in progress.
If we were to summarize your journey, which is an incredible one, if I want to talk about the last 12 years, 13 years, how would you summarize that in one word?
Whirlwind.
Whirlwind.
Whirlwind, yeah.
Wow.
Whirlwind. Because I went from knowing what I wanted to do to being completely, completely, completely shocked that that's not really what I wanted to do. It's what I thought society wanted me to do.
Wow.
And then going into something else, which really came out of its own. It wasn't something that I created. It just happened that way. It's just a matter of, and I don't really believe in manifestation. I believe in making things happen yourself. If you believe in something, you make some things happen. You don't wish for things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we have 2 feet, 2 legs, 2 hands, is because we are meant to make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy taking a dive, taking risks. You only have this one life.
Absolutely.
If you don't do it now, when are you going to do it? And I'd rather not look back and say, oh, I wish I did it.
Mm.
I did. It failed. Oh, well, I learned. I did something else now.
Right.
And life has been amazing since I've adopted that idea.
Beautiful.
Let's keep doing it. Doing different things. If it fails, do something else. Keep trying.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Are you content today?
I am. I'm happy. I'm very happy. I'm very, very happy. I have everything I need. I'm surrounded by people I love.
That's so important.
It is. It's very important.
Oh, yeah.
It's very, very important.
Yeah.
I'm happy. I'm very happy. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful, I think.
Right.
Even with nothing, I'm grateful.
Right. I think that's such an important message to end the episode with, is that you really didn't just sit there being unhappy about your job. Maybe not unhappy, not really satisfied with your job, didn't really see too many years ahead, and thought to yourself, I'm not just going to sit there and dwell on it, right? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. And I mean, look at you today.
I never would have thought. But for me, it was about trying. If I failed, I failed, but I tried. And it was very important for me.
Right.
I'm thankful it all worked out. Right. Whichever way it was, whichever route it took, I'm very grateful and very humble that things are working out.
So it means that the courage that you took, the courage of taking that path worked out for you. And I think that's a very important message to people out there, is that there is hope at the end of the day. Don't be afraid.
I think people are afraid to fail more than anything else. People don't like the idea of. I think it's the perception that people see, oh, he failed, or he couldn't get it done, he didn't do it. I think everybody fails. Everybody's is lost at some point.
Right.
You know, there was a quote by Michael Jordan. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. One of my colleagues in DTCM had it on her table. And I always read it and it always made sense to me. If I don't try something, it will never work out.
Right.
Right? But if I do try it, it might or might not work out. It's 50-50.
Right.
For me, that was incredible. That opened up my eyes to the whole world was my oyster at that point, I suppose.
Right.
So I kept trying different things. And I'm still trying different things. And I'm learning. And I love to learn. I love to develop myself, to try different things.
Right.
That's how you make music, because you try different things. Mm-hmm. And so,
it's so beautiful to see the real Arqam journey.
Oh, thank you so much.
And how far you've come in that whirlwind of yours, right? And I think it's so important because it gives a message to everyone who is in their stage of the journey right now, to really know that it's okay to fail. It's okay to continue trying new things until you really find your happiness.
Most definitely.
I love how you refer to it as, I'm not just content, I'm happy. And you defined happiness as being surrounded by the people that you love, doing what you love. You know, that alone for you, sometimes being alone, you love that. It makes you happy, right? Being in your element. That for you is ultimate happiness. And I think we need to stop associating happiness with a
material
set of criteria.
Things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And unfortunately, absolutely, we do that to ourselves quite often. Mm-hmm. We focus on material things.
Right.
And because we don't have a certain watch or don't have a certain phone or a certain car, we are unhappy with our lives. I feel that's so short-sighted and it seems unnecessary.
Right.
But I like to see that now things are changing. It's nice that people are a bit more conscious. Things are material. Time is the only thing that we have that's incredibly invaluable.
Right.
It's a shift, I think, in perspective.
Right. What's the next upcoming song we can look forward to / project? If it's confidential, don't talk about it, but maybe an upcoming project?
It's not confidential. I think we might work on a few more songs with Music Travel Love. And I think I have two more collaborations with one, I want to say Colombian. Actually, I might be wrong on that. It might be Colombian. South American. South American artist as well. Mm-hmm. Beautiful singer. He does healing music as well.
Wow.
So I'm trying to delve into that, understand what it is. And so we did one song together.
That's very powerful.
It is, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we're looking at doing something together with healing music. So
right.
That'll be
some
project.
Your music is healing in itself. And I think now that you've brought it up,
yeah.
I mean, by all means, once it's out there, you know, I mean, we'll be rooting for you.
Thank you so
much.
Because
for you to say, trying to collaborate with healing music is incredible.
I love that idea.
We all need that.
Yeah, I love that idea. And music's
right.
Powerful. Why not use it to
very powerful.
Help each other? Most definitely.
Thank you so much, Arqam.
Thank you for having me.
It was an absolute honor.
Pleasure was mine. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for openly discussing who you really are.
Pleasure.
Openly inspiring us and inspiring the youth, for talking about your journey. I think we all needed to hear that it doesn't come easy.
It doesn't, but it's worth it.
Nice.
All the hard part is worth it. It makes it even sweeter.
I think that's so important for all of us to hear, including myself.
It is. You get past it. Everything is temporary. You get past it.
Beautiful.
You get past it and you get better for it. Why not?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was inspirational. It was incredible. It was an honor having you here.
Thank you for the conversation.
And
I really enjoyed it.
That hopefully won't be the last time.
Most definitely in that. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.